On today's show, Ford uses augmented reality to help in the design process. Russia continues to rebound, and Volvo shows off the all-new XC40. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. It's becoming quite popular lately for countries to announce they will ban cars with internal combustion engines in the coming decade. Norway, France, England, India say they will all ban piston engine cars over the next 8 to 13 years. And now BYD, a Chinese electric car manufacturer, predicts that China will ban the internal combustion engine by 2030. In automotive terms, 2030 is right around the corner. And if these countries can make these bans stick, it's going to have a devastating financial impact on most car companies and many suppliers. They have enormous investments in traditional powertrains and need tremendous scale to pay for those investments. As we've reported, the giant supplier company Delphi is positioning itself to be a major player with autonomous technology. It wants to sell automakers a turnkey solution, what it's calling autonomy in a box. And now the company has partnered with BlackBerry to provide the operating system for its self-driving vehicles. The BlackBerry QNX OS will facilitate Delphi software algorithms and middleware to enhance performance and safety. Delphi plans to launch its fully integrated autonomous system in 2019. Still to come, Kia and Volvo take the wraps off a couple of new vehicles.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
When Russia was hit with trade sanctions over its annexation of Crimea, new car sales almost collapsed and its auto industry was hurt badly. Those sanctions are still in place, but car sales in Russia are on the rebound. They were up 17% last month and are up nearly 10% for the year. The Hyundai Kia Group sells more cars in Russia than anyone else. Next up is AutoVaz, which is best known for selling cars under the Lada brand. Renault-Nissan owns 25% of AutoVaz. They're followed up by the Volkswagen Group, Renault, and Toyota. Even though new car sales in Russia are growing again, they are still less than half of what they were before the sanctions were applied. There are a number of cheap cars for sale in the American market, and Kia's Rio is even less expensive than the outgoing model. The recently refreshed model now starts at $13,900, not including destination charges. As you might expect, that doesn't offer much in the way of features, like adjustable headrests, cruise control, or power windows. A five-door model now starts just over $14,000, and a top-of-the-line EX trim is a shade under $19,000. The all-new Rio hits dealers at the beginning of next month. And while we're speaking of new models, Volvo is continuing to fill out its lineup. The automaker just released its first compact CUV, the XC40. It's the first vehicle to ride on the automaker's CMA modular architecture, which will also underpin all other 40 series cars, including fully electrified vehicles. Styling of the XC40 remains in line with Volvo's other utilities, but also features a very distinct rear panel that kicks up sharply in the middle of the rear door. It will first come available with either a gas or diesel four-cylinder engine, but a three-cylinder, a hybrid, and a pure EV will come at a later date. Production for the all-new XC40 will start at Volvo's plant in Belgium in November. Coming up next, Ford experiments with augmented reality to enhance its design process.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
A couple of years ago, Volvo teamed up with Microsoft to demonstrate how the tech giant's HoloLens, augmented reality goggles, could be used to enhance the dealership experience. And for the past year, Ford has been experimenting with the goggles in its design process. The wireless headsets can project different digital design elements and parts on a physical vehicle, which designers can cycle through instantaneously. With a clay model, design changes could take months, but with HoloLens, it cuts it down to just minutes or hours. And it can help different parts of the team collaborate more efficiently. For example, designers can show engineers in real time how a different shape to the side mirrors impacts the driver's view of the surroundings. And even better, design studios in different regions of the world can all view the same thing at the same time while wearing the goggles. Design is probably the most important part of the automotive industry, and that's why making the process more efficient and flexible is important to a company like Ford. Be sure to join us for AutoLine After Hours this afternoon. We'll have Rick Spina, the Executive Chief Engineer for Crossovers at General Motors, in the studio. Also joining us will be Henry Payne, the car critic from the Detroit News, and Stephanie Brindley, an analyst with IHS Market. That's today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. That's it for today. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.